Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef all the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the 10 worst foods for grilling. That's coming up at 4:30. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Jumping to the birthdays brought to you by our friends at Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
All the guys requesting a birthday shout out for my friend CJ. Not only is he turning 26, but he just moved cities and started a new job. He would love a suck it up cupcake and a big old bong rip. Thanks, guys. I know this will mean a lot to him. That from Claire.
So suck it up cupcake.
Boo, bitches, want to wish my buddy Dom from New Jersey a very happy birthday. How about the captain on how to eat an open-faced roast beef sandwich? And you guys talking all over each other in New Jersey accents about living in New Jersey. Rock on, bitches, and from our buddy Trung Lee.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday, New Jersey. Had an even open-faced roast beef sandwich, right, some people? And their open-faced roast beef sandwiches, they like horseradish or cheddar cheese. Some people prefer crispy onions. But the old Capitan likes his open-faced roast beef the old-fashioned way. Just by going red rind roses and wearing a bib. Crunch berries.
Yeah, as far as living in New Jersey,
I got Petey Moretta. Actually,
live in Cherry Hill, but I got Tiny Moore's
Mountain. It's going to be an insult. It doesn't matter what the situation is.
B-Y-O-B.
Go in there and take that bottle, pop it up. Stay right there.
Gentlemen, Chris from Darrington here. Can I get a birthday shout-out? 41 today. Andrew Penis, Turtle Sex, Kevin Hart's Dam, and the Dirty Germans, and Coke Ted telling my wife, Bree, the importance of karaoke. I love you guys. Keep up the great work. P.S. I'll be putting down some delicious men's room IPA this evening.
Excellent.
Andropenis. Andropenis. Andropenis.
Damn.
Yeah, the importance of waking up to a perfectly warm hug from your wife. If you want to make it sound sexier for her, simply say it is an embrace.
Yeah. So, you know, you should let the coke up to talk to you about it.
All right, man, you want to know what's so great about mouth hugs? I'll tell you what's great about it. You know what says sorry? Mouth hug. You know what says I shouldn't have done that? Mouth hug. You know what says yes, we can't afford that trip? Mouth hug. Put a little effort.
Gentlemen, please wish my love Aunt Chrissy a happy 45th birthday. She's been putting up with my ass for almost 11 years. And as far as I know, we both still love each other. Please give her an OG fish sandwich and a happy Chinooka. I love you, sweetie. That from Dan in Tacoma.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Happy Chinooka.
And one more happy 60th to my wonderful husband, JP. Lots of love there from your wife, Lisa. A dealer's choice, Mike. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Can I grow up?
Snap a picture of yourself.
All right, guys. Here you go.
happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here real quick. Guys, one-legged fights. Good afternoon, bitches. You guys were talking the other day on the show about fights that involve prosthetic limbs, and I've got one for you. Used to work at a weed shop in Burien that was on the outskirts of the ghetto, mainly because it's Burien, so needless to say, we had a lot of interesting characters that rolled through there. Now, one busy night, I'm helping out our big line of customers when one of our regulars comes busting in, screaming and yelling. Now, this guy was a homeless combat vet who got his leg blown off in some kind of attack in the war. He was never easy to deal with and always drunk and loud. So seeing him bust in yelling, kind of normal. But then I noticed he was hopping his way over to the counter while screaming some half-coherent nonsense and pointing at the ceiling. After telling him I couldn't understand him for what seemed like 40 times, he finally hobbles out. Well, a couple minutes later, another regular comes in, and as he walks in, he was facing the outside of the door yelling, "Well, you shouldn't be talking ass then." When I asked him what he was up to, he proceeds to tell me that he was coming into the store, and our homeless friend had approached his wife's side of the car and terrified her, asking for money. The customer got out of the car and told him to go away. An argument ensued. So instead of punching the guy, he thought it'd be a better idea to kick his leg off and throw it on the roof of the weed shop.
Oh, okay.
So now it starts all making sense why this guy came in screaming about the roof, pointing to the ceiling. Ah, the joys of working in a weed shop. It's not even remotely the craziest thing I've seen in over my 2 years as a bud tender. Have a great one, boys. That from the real James P. Sullivan.
I mean, that story's pretty good.
It is.
Right? Hey. I mean, what's better? If he just drops the dude?
Or yeah, smacks the leg and throws
it. Exactly. And one more.
I like too. He said just kicked it out from under.
Subject is actual angry Germans, like real ones. Gentlemen, I recently returned from a Mediterranean cruise where I had an interesting experience. This particular cruise line had a lot of Europeans, a lot of different languages. Anyway, night before we were to disembark the ship, we received a sheet of instructions slipped under our cabin door, what to do the next morning, blah, 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 before leaving. However, the instructions were printed in a language that was not English. So I walked to the customer service desk to get instructions that I could understand. So I got to the desk, the line was unusually long, I was in a great mood, stopped by the bar, got a rum and coke to drink as I waited in line for my turn. However,
nice.
There was a middle-aged German couple standing in front of me in what seemed to be a very agitated and angry state. I don't understand very many words in German, but I could tell they were mad. Well, finally it was the German couple's turn to be served, and the young lady behind the desk politely asked, "English?" The response for the German woman was emphatic, "Nein, Dusch." After years of listening to Thrill and Tennis Dirty Germans, I had to bite my tongue to keep from laughing.
Good thing you didn't.
Cheers and rock on. That from Eric in North Vancouver, BC, Canada.
I would have seen Deutsch.
Deutsch.
Yeah, Deutsch.
Right? Because it's Deutsch.
Nein, Deutsch. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, before I get into the list of the 10 worst foods or grilling, what do you guys remember grilling when you were growing up?
Hot dogs. I mean, more than hamburgers, hot dogs, man. And my dad, I don't know if this was just an upstate New York thing or it was the times, the 70s. He would get just these plain white hot dogs.
I have looked it up because you've brought it up.
Yeah.
It is very specific to that area of New York you guys lived in. Yeah.
Okay. Because I mean,
there's only one like brand that still kind of makes them. Now, I know a vice versa.
These were
traditional,
not those.
Right. But those are white. And you'll see those because Uli still makes them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, I didn't think it was weird, only because that's what I was growing up with. And then when we moved to Baltimore, I'm a young teen, and I just expected to find white hot dogs, and there were none. And I realized, maybe I'm the weird one.
Yeah, because I think way back in the day, there was both versions, right? Like a red hot.
Yeah.
And then white ones. Mm-hmm. But that, for some reason, that area of the country is really the only place that stuck with the white ones.
Yeah, grew up with them.
Yeah, hot dogs. We would grill,
Like, I feel like as my we got a little bit older, got a little more expansive, but I'm with you. Outside of, like, hot dogs, hamburgers, maybe corn on the cob, like,
that
never
might
got
happen.
Too...
But if it, when your kids are young, you're not spending all that money on good grilling meat. Like, look, man, they're going to eat hot dogs.
I think exactly.
Then when you hit your teen years, you're right. It seems like suddenly the grill everyone's means, palate kind of expands.
The grill means their friends are coming over, and the neighbors might be coming over, and
that's
all
true.
Those things. So once you fire that bad boy up, man, it's... You're going to feed more people than just your family.
That is generally true.
Yeah. I think the most exotic thing we used to grow was just like Italian sausages.
But they're so good.
Yeah. That was like a big one. And then, if we had steaks, we always went over to my uncle's house for some reason.
He's probably a better griller. Like if they spent the money on the steak, was like, look, I spent too much on this for your ass to give it a try. Let's go.
I don't know what he was buying. They had to be cheap because I remember like the whole grill being full of them. And like, I mean, this sounds awful. We were kids. We would put A1 all over them and then like seasoned salt.
Yeah.
So it's like, why bother even grilling the steak?
Right.
All right. So these are the worst things you can grill. Number 10 on the list. I had talked about it. Watermelon. Now, a lot of people on TikTok disagree with it. They say it's it was a big trend last year. Remember, that was last year, the year before, me and MCTP. By the way, I knew the podcast out this week, just the two of us. But we were grilling them at his dad's house.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, cops are exotic. Again, it was fine. We were trying it out, but it is just grilled, watery mess.
Okay. So it's not crunchy on the outside. It doesn't really enhance flavor.
No, it really just kind of leaves the grill marks on there. But again, I say it's worth trying, you know, but... Again, pineapple, that seemed crazy years ago when I first tried it.
But it's denser, it caramelizes.
Correct.
Right?
And I don't even really eat a ton of pineapple. But if you grill it, I'm in. Or if you put it, or it's hot for some reason, I eat it.
Pineapple is one of the few fruits that I will voluntarily eat.
All right.
Any other fruit, I'm like, no. Ted, I don't know if strawberries made the list, but somebody says grilled strawberries. Fantastic.
Wow. No.
I have strawberries at home. I throw those on tonight.
It just in my mind, that sounds like it'd be really good. They say add creme fraiche. I don't know if we get that fancy, but I could see grilling strawberries.
All right, things worst fruits for grilling: thick root vegetables. So think beets, big carrots. They need time to soften up. They won't cook through the whole way. So just they're like you can't just toss them on a hot grill.
I do see a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people, but there's a sizable number of people that love the carrots and all that, and they want it grilled. Right? I haven't seen anyone soften them first.
It's just
slice it. Throw it on.
You got to know those
well,
times.
But I don't eat them, so I don't know.
That's why this is saying thick ones, right?
Okay.
So if you got those baby fancy carrots, sure, right? They're different colors. You could probably grill those. But for like a big carrot or whatever, and I'm one of those people, man. I thoroughly love to cook carrot like in a stew.
Also, if you have one of those big aluminum trays, if you don't have a flat grill, you can put that on your grill and cook all that stuff in there just low and slow.
Yeah, you're not wrong at all.
Because they got a little lid that fits right on top of there, man. You can hook that up.
This one you should know by now, but extra lean burgers. You always want at least 80%, 80-20, 20% fat. If they're super lean, when you grill them up, they're just going to suck. They're going to be dry. Mm-hmm. I would also say, same thing with like bison. If you mix it with beef, like a beefalo burger, cool. Right? We learned that from the hotness years ago. But if you just grill up bison, it is so lean.
It is.
Like, you don't forget, a good hamburger, you need that amount of fat.
The only one that isn't is elk. You can get away with an elk burger.
Yeah, that's not a bad call.
It's lean as hell, but for whatever reason, it still stays juicy.
Let's see. They say frozen shrimp. Thaw it out over the night.
Yes.
If you thaw it out overnight first, you might be okay. But they're like, you can't, if you just try to take frozen shrimp out, then start grilling them.
It's going to turn to mush.
And you're going to have really frozen middles and scorched outside.
Right.
You know, I had some mushy shrimp the other day.
Ooh.
Yeah, we had to send it back. Well, I think they were spawning or something.
Ew.
In the restaurant?
Yeah.
Ew, man.
You know, as soon as you bite into it, you're like, pfft.
I just looked. And they were very nice about it. And even the chef came out and was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of joked to my buddy because they were full shrimp. Full, you know, I just looked at my buddy. I go, I wish I had tried the body before I sucked all that juice out of the head. And he was like, Jesus, man, yeah, what the hell? And I was like, what's for the flavor is? Soft tofu, extra firm tofu, go ahead, grill it. Softer type, throw it out. Honestly,
throw it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fire the grill up.
At least the fake, like, Boca burger is pretending to be a burger.
Right. And put the effort on the grill.
Yeah. Like, if you come in my house and you have a tofu thing you want grilled, better be extra firm and it better be round.
Well, and tofu's a flavor sponge. You don't just throw it on a grill and you want the charcoal flavor. Like,
it'll taste like burn.
Something.
I agree with this one. And I've seen somebody do it. It was a flaming mess. Bacon. It'll tear. It'll drip. It'll not cook evenly. You're better off using the oven. Also, the amount of grease that comes off bacon, you're going to have so much flame in there.
You might start your own fire.
Correct.
And that's when that flat top comes in handy, man.
Yes.
Because I like doing it on the flat top outside, I mean, like eggs and all that kind of thing. It's really good, but right, the grill, you're begging for a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hell, I've even been somewhere, like, it's not great, but I've, you know, again, cooking bacon... I know people that swear by cooking it in the oven on the cookie sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I still like to sit there and cook it in a pan. Is there something nice about doing it?
Mm-hmm. I'm a cookie sheeter. Pork belly, you can get away with. Salt pork, you can get away with. You just got to cook it thick.
You can. So you still got to be careful. I like this. They say if you really want that smoky taste, you can put it on foil after it's cooked. Leave it on the grill for like 30 seconds, but not directly over the flames. Again, there's a good chance you're going to light your whole grill on fire with the amount of grease coming off the bacon. This one should be pretty simple to you if you don't know this. Don't cook raw eggs in the shell. They'll explode. They'll get everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a...
Go ahead. Know. Try it.
Well, they used to... I mean, I still kind of have one, right? I have a little hibachi guy. Then I have one of the old school, like, grill to go. So, like, there's no actual flame getting up there. It's just kind of the... And one side looks more like a grill, but one side's flat. So, like... You need something like that, or you got to have a separate little burner on the side if you really want to cook your eggs. But, listen, people have been doing kegs and eggs at tailgates for years. So there is, you know what I mean?
It can be done.
It can be done. Nowadays, everybody's got the flat top, so it's pretty easy out there cooking all that stuff. Leafy greens, obviously, people are thinking about spinach. You could wilt spinach, throw you cooked for years. That is such a quick, easy thing to do.
It takes a belly length of a second. If the surface is already hot, put it on, pull it off, done. Although somebody did say, and I've seen this before, as far as leafy greens, the romaine lettuce, cut it long ways.
I've seen that before.
Once you start separating the leaves, right, it's gone. But you keep them dense, and I think they said they added olive oil and Parmesan.
Ooh, right, so you can
still flash
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Right, it still doesn't need a ton of time. Right. But obviously, if you're trying to just wilt spinach or whatever.
Come on.
All right. Again, and Miles has been bringing it up. You could literally put a pan on top of your grill if you're dead set on grilling and do it that way. But just try to do it over the grill. It's going to fall apart.
I've done it in my pants.
Yeah. Jesus. Delicate fish fillets. If you put them directly on the grill, they're going to stick and tear. If you want to grill them, wrap them in foil first.
Uh-huh. I've learned that lesson.
Correct. And I think that's how most people, right?
Like you figure it out real quick. You don't do it. It's like a kid touching a hot pan. You probably won't do it twice, but you don't think about it the first time. Like, ooh.
Well, that's why, like, a lot of restaurants, and you could do this at home, you'll see cedar plank.
Yep.
Because you literally put it on, like, a damp cedar plank,
mm-hmm.
and then it cooks it, but gives you that smoky little taste that you're looking for without it just falling apart in there. And the last one like this, you don't need these soft cheeses. They don't go hard. They're soft little bitch cheese. No.
I can't even think what cheese. And I can think, like, if you got, like, a wheel of Parmesan.
Smoke cheese.
Right? That's a thick, dense cheese. I still wouldn't grill it.
I think they're talking about, like, basically, like, if you're topping your burger with mozzarella or brie, if you put that on while it's on the grill, it is going to melt right away. Right? Like, a hard, you know, sharp cheddar is going to take a little more time.
I typically do the, all right, turn the heat off. Open the lid, put the cheese on, then I'll close the lid, count to about 60, open the lid again. It's pretty good.
Yeah. But also, like, I don't know. Mozzarella on a burger seems foreign to me. Unless you're out there, like, but you're not making chicken parms on your grill.
Probably not.
So, like, most soft cheese.
You would on your flat top.
You could. But most soft cheeses don't belong in that goddamn grill anyhow.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Show of the day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, check out on 508. We'll drink a toast with the child of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, let's check on Mike Honk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Your breathing pattern is so unique to yourself that it can be used to identify you with 97% accuracy.
Your breathing pattern?
Your breathing pattern. But when you think about that, other than maybe the sound of the breath itself can kind of almost vibrate the vocal cords when you think about it.
Sure.
You know who's breathing.
Actually, you're not wrong. If it's quiet in the audience, you know who you're hearing.
Yes. And again, I don't know if that's just because of the way that the air comes out of the chamber of your nose or maybe it does vibrate the vocal cords, but like, even when I'm middle stalling it, there are times that I can tell who it is over there.
Oddly enough, I knew when Castle walked into the urinal when I was pooping earlier.
Oh, no kidding.
One, there's a way the door opens, and I assume it's him, but I had not seen him all day. And then just hearing the man breathe as he's peeing, and my mind, and it's stupid, but I'm like, oh, it's Castle.
He's also a very noisy man in the bathroom.
He did fart a little. He did fart a little in his pee. Right? Because I was kind of holding mine because I knew it was going to be bad. And, you know, he was just peeing. And then there was a little. And I'm like, yeah, right.
Our boy VD always checks when he comes into the bathroom and I'm middle stalling it. Because, you know, there's really nobody else that uses the middle stall, but somebody does. I'm pretty sure I know who it is over there. But anyway, so he always checks to see if it's me. But he'll stand by at the urinal and just.
He has a very definitive breath sound. One time I thought it was VD in the middle stall. I really had to go, so I took the stall closest to the urinals.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to go. And I knew they were finishing up.
Hiya!
I looked at the shoes. I'm like, that's VD. So I said, hey, man, you want to join me? And then I hear Phil's voice say, real calm, no, man, that's all right. I'm like, all right. I don't know what Phil thinks of me, but.
I knew Phil used my middle stall.
It's not a great
thing. There's a few middle stallers. I've not done that, but just been like, pooping, huh, Mike?
And then it's not Mike, right?
Well, nobody said anything. I know there was somebody in there in that middle stall. Nobody said anything. I finished. I was just like, all right. And I came out and I was like,
what up, Ted?
Yeah, like, hey, Mike. I don't know who's in there.
I hate the reputation.
Everyone here is probably like, everyone in the men's room will talk to you when you're pooping.
Right.
Just casual conversation.
We talk in the men's room, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The number of times I've had VD come crashing into the studio. Did you just go blow up that room? No, I didn't. Well, someone did in there. I know I have a reputation. Apparently, the length of your ring finger can predict how well you run.
What?
I don't get it. So I had to look into this one just a little bit. So this, in a nutshell, what they say with this study, people with lower 2D-4D ratios or shorter ring fingers relative to their index finger may perform better in endurance sports. They say the strongest link was the ventilatory threshold or how hard you can exercise before rapid breathing kicks in. This connection likely stems from prenatal testosterone exposure and its long-term effects on the body.
So if your pointer finger is longer than your ring finger,
you have that.
No, if your ring finger is longer than your pointer finger, you're probably a good runner.
And my ring finger is longer than my pointer finger.
So you should be a good runner, sir.
If I ran, I might find out.
Yeah.
Who are we running?
I will say this. Who are we running from? I've outrun cops many times in my teen years, man. I mean, fleet of foot, bro.
Ain't been caught yet, man.
Ain't been caught. Well, I got caught one time, and it ended poorly.
Caught running away, or you just arrested?
No, I was not running.
Okay, there you go. Every time you run, you escape.
Yeah. The running, 100%. Hear that, coppers?
Try to catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
If you, I always think that when I watch like cop TV shows. They always confuse me. They'll, hey, man, we found the suspect or whatever. And they're still like 40 feet away.
Yeah.
And they yell, you there. I'm like a 40-foot head. Brother, you ain't catching that guy.
No.
You got to get up on him and then take him down. Right. I've never understood that.
Science has proven that Americans do, in fact, have the filthiest mouths in the world.
Oh, God, by leaps and bounds, man.
It depends entirely on what you consider to be foul language.
Just whatever you consider foul language in your own country, right?
Those nasty Brits use the C word all the damn time.
Yeah, and same.
It's but mainly because just it's the F word.
But it's not considered necessarily as profane as we see it.
Right.
So that registers less. So, yeah, we dominated this. We are a filthy, filthy people.
I have some friends, I swear, I just don't think they think of, I don't think it registers how much they curse.
Yes.
We just did a birthday for the guy from New Jersey. Now, look, I don't know the guy, but I know New Jersey. Everyone there cusses all the time, and they're not being mean. They're not even being rude. Like, this is the form of communication.
Correct.
Where are we effing going for effing dinner tonight? Do you see that mother effer that came up and his mother effer? Like, this is just a conversation.
Right. New research shows that expressing gratitude can transform your work and life.
No kidding.
Right. What do you know?
Being gracious to people.
Shocking.
Might come back in a positive way.
Brutal honesty has shown to make relationships stronger, even when it hurts. Because at the end of the day, people like honesty. And I will say about this, I believe I've said it before, honesty works as long as people understand that you have the best intentions in mind.
I think
if somebody asks you,
to me, when I hear people say brutal honesty, as we use it now, typically it means no one asks for your opinion.
Right.
You just offered it up. Even if you're right, like that no one likes. But if you're going to ask me, then yes, I will be honest.
I'll push in the other direction. Sometimes people do need brutal honesty that's unsolicited because they're never going to ask that about themselves. It's something that they need to know about themselves. Truly.
But I think sometimes you can judge if it's the right time.
Exactly.
There's some people that are just rude and go, I'm just being honest. So again, that's where we can throw like, right, but nobody asked you.
Correct.
You're just saying
you're
this
just being
and
rude.
I don't even know you.
Right.
Right. You're not even wrong.
Right.
But you're rude.
Exactly.
That's all. So it's like having kids, you know what I mean? You know everything you need to know about them. And sometimes you have to be brutally honest.
Right.
You're always very honest. Sometimes you have to be brutal. But it's all circumstantial. You have your come-to-moment Jesus with us. Other times, hey, let me just talk to you.
I feel like everybody has that person in their life that they look and say somebody close to them needs to tell them about this flaw that they have.
People that are not in rock bands that wear leather pants.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not on me to do it because I am not near high enough on their hierarchy for them to listen to what it is that they need to
hear. I'll just be a douche.
Right. One of their family or their wife or their husband needs to, like, lay it down with them like, hey, this needs to stop.
Sure.
Regardless of income level, people that save and pay off debts on time score significantly higher on mental health assessments.
Well, they're not stressed.
Yeah.
If they can.
Death.
If you can do that, it's just one less distraction.
Exactly.
It's a matter of, can you?
Right.
Everyone's got a different situation.
I'm sure everybody would like to.
Like, when I was a kid, it always seemed weird to me. Someone on a game show would be like, we paid your mortgage. And my parents are always like, man, that's awesome. In my mind, as a kid, I'm like, I want money. I don't care. Now I have a house. I'm like, man, if you paid off my mortgage, I would break down in tears just like they do.
You bet.
Right?
You bet. I'm going to go back to the proper ways of communication and something that has been lost as far as the proper channels of communication in the current age was the invent of the cell phone, mainly text messaging, because people have learned, or rather they haven't learned yet, that there are certain things that you should not be doing over text.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
things you should never do over text. How about don't send vague text messages to your employees? The one I love is come see me immediately. Well, sweet mother Mary and Joseph, what in the Sam Hill could that mean? Now you have to sit there, panicked and in a cold sweat, wondering what the hell you did. So you do the only thing you can think of. You pull out that hidden bottle, take a good hard pull, try not to fill your tidy whities with mud, start walking the green mile toward your pending doom, only to get there and find out they need your help because they're technically challenged, and the IT guy's nowhere to be found. So you fix their damn problem, roll back to your desk as the adrenaline crash sets in, take another hard pull, and smoke a cigarette. Also, don't send pics, okay?
Jesus. He's on it today.
No, he nailed it.
That's pretty accurate there.
I have a pretty good idea what that's all about.
Oh, yeah?
He's right. See me immediately. Like, oh.
Yeah. They start out with apologizing. Don't apologize over text. And I'll put it to this way, that there are some apologies that can be made over text, but if you are apologizing,
right,
give them a phone call.
If you're sorry, you can do it over text.
There you go.
If you're apologizing, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Also depends on how well you know them.
That's
yes.
True. I like to send a shrug. It just makes me laugh.
Sorry. Continuing a fight. They said getting the final word via text might seem critical in the heat of the moment, but when you go back hours later, you might regret it. And I do agree with
that. We've all done it. We'll probably all do it again.
Right.
We know. It's the heat of the moment.
Well, and the problem is, you know, you can find it anywhere if you're scrolling on social media. If you get any kind of politically charged in any capacity story on social media, you look at that comment section, it's like, you wrote that entire novel and never once took a breath and said, why am I doing this?
Yeah. It changed nothing.
You are not going to change any mind on the other side, man.
We get it, but now it's out there.
You're right.
Like we said, everyone's been there. You have an argument with a significant other, right? And it's going through text because that's where it started.
Sure.
And it's like, God damn it. And you're both like dug in, and that you say something incredibly snarky, very clever. You know you made the other person mad because on some level, that's all you're looking to do, right? And then those three freaking dots are there for 15 minutes.
Oh.
And then it comes back with, okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no.
She cooled off first.
Oh, no. Not even that. That is.
Those embers are still there, though.
When I get home, this is going to be bad.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, that's
even worse.
That's barbecuing. You don't need flame.
That's right.
Even worse, just K.
Yeah.
That's real bad.
Damn it. Complaining about work. As you probably know, or at least should know, that bashing your job or boss on social media is a big no-no. While texting may seem like a more private space to air your job-related grievances, you'll want to think twice before you do that, especially if the recipient is a coworker. Even if you're pretty sure that your coworker has the same opinion as you do, bashing your job or another colleague to them is still a risky move. Not to mention, if you've ever sent a text that is basically critical, to put it lightly, of somebody else, has anybody else just stared at the name that you're sending it to for a good 5 seconds? Like, I am sending this to Ted.
Right.
To make sure. Because I know I just talked to Steve, and so I need to make sure that this is on Ted.
I say put it on group chat.
Yeah.
You don't want here, but like, exactly.
He doesn't look at the group chats. He actually hates them. He just ignores them the entire time. He'll never know. They say, on the opposite side, spreading gossip. Just like a lawyer or hiring manager is very particular about what they put in writing, so should you be cautious about what you write over text. Don't forget that your message can always be screenshot and shared with other people in your circle, and then you never know who might get to see it.
Wow.
Whatever you send should only be, rather, you should be able to stand by it.
Mm-hmm.
That also includes the D pics. Yeah.
Just whip it up.
Look at this penis that he sent.
There's a good chance that lady that you're sending that D-pic to, not going to be with her after a while. And now she's got your wiener.
What was she going to do?
I mean, that is the issue.
You got my penis. Now what? You got a picture of my penis? What do you do?
Do you want to be a salesperson for my penis? Go ahead.
Seriously.
Tell your friend.
Go ahead, upsell me.
Seriously.
They go with spewing sadness. Says your pals posted a photo on Instagram at a restaurant you've been wanting to try and they didn't invite you. Or your ex suddenly has a new partner right after you broke up. Whenever you see something online that instantly stirs anger, frustration, or sadness in you, that's exactly when you should put down your phone rather than pick it up. Upset texting is a way for you to immediately emote your feelings without having to deal with the other person's reactions. That's according to a relationship expert. You're not opening a conversation, but simply throwing up your upset feelings on another person.
Yeah. It's venting. Again, try not to vent.
Right.
Right. Have a definitive purpose for anything you're going
to
say.
Well, and we've gotten to this point in our society where if we think it, we need to get it out now. We have no capacity of holding anything in and processing it. It's merely, here's what I'm feeling. You process it for me. Or more accurately,
yeah, pretty much.
You internally process it for me and don't tell me that I'm wrong.
And I've said it 100 times.
And keep your opinions to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I have a couple buddies I will vent to. But, like, my one, but, like, I'll just say, look, I'm just venting. I just want to get this out because I'm just that annoyed.
Yeah.
Then we can move on.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not asking for help. Not asking you to give, because you're probably right. There's two sides of a story. I'm just pissed.
Right.
Venting to me is like screaming after you stub your toe. You legitimately feel better.
Right, but I'm saying, like, I'm with you, though. Like, that's it. So I wouldn't text that, though.
No.
Right? Yeah. Like, nobody wants to hear
I'm not looking for a problem solved. I'm looking for an ear.
Yeah. And what do you, like, I can't believe she's out having dinner.
Right. Come on.
Well, she was going to eat again.
I mean, we're going to say, are you stupid?
Right.
I love you, buddy, but are you dumb?
You two broke up. I understand that it upsets you seeing that she's happy again, but that's, you know that you're wrong for feeling bad, that you just need to get through this, right?
And besides, you took her to Red Lobster.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, and also, just write a song about it.
There you go.
Yeah. Things you should never do over text message. Send sensitive, private information. I'm not even going to read the
You only need to tell that to people in the Fed. The rest of us, right? Like, everyone else knows that. And the people at the top levels, I shouldn't have done that. Like, well, no, we don't. There's a reason, but, you know.
What's my social
security Learn on the now? Job, buddy.
They say delivering great news.
Why is that bad?
Of course, small victories like a good, great, or a successful work presentation are usually fine to share via text, but call us old-fashioned. If you just got engaged, you're expecting a baby, got a yes from a job or a colleague of your dreams, that's news that you should be that should be shared over the phone. It's just maybe barely, but it crosses that line of like...
It became impersonal.
Right.
Again, I think it depends on how well you know the person.
That's fair.
Like, right, you know what I mean? Like, I might talk to some people that, you know, are interested in an industry or podcasting. So they're like, oh, I got this job. And they're like, cool. But I don't know well enough, I think, where they owe me a phone call.
Yeah.
But even like when you have a kid, you know, people that understand it, you're probably also super busy because within 5 minutes of that... Well, my wife is giving birth to our first kid. I could not believe how many people called and how many people, to the point I told my mother-in-law, do not call this goddamn phone anymore. Obviously, we're going to let you know when the kid has been born. She was not born yesterday and we forgot to call you. Incidentally, you're also at your son's wedding. Go back to the wedding.
God.
We will, right? And here's the thing. So when we make this announcement to you, you then can then tell the people at the wedding. Everyone will be happy. But I'm like, we're not keeping you in the dark, everybody. No, we didn't have the kid yet. That's why I didn't tell you we had the kid.
They also say delivering bad news on the other side of it.
You're fired.
Exactly. You know, it's basically when you need the reaction from somebody. Good news, bad news. You need the reaction from somebody to either process it properly or to celebrate properly. Don't do it over text message.
Yeah. And you know, but I'm trying to think of the last bad thing to happen to my family. Like, I just woke up from two texts. One from my brother, one from my cousin on, like, a Saturday morning at that time. They don't generally text me.
Correct.
So they both just said, hey, call me. It's like, ugh.
That's almost worse.
Yeah,
same thing. I'm just saying, but I had to talk to him. And I was like, damn. Yep,
I got the text from you. I was in no condition to actually talk over the phone, but I got that text. Call me if you're awake. Like, ah, damn it.
Correct, right? I didn't want to send it right.
Exactly.
Like, throw call me like 11:15.
Yeah, actually, because he texted me. Are you up, man?
Right. Canceling a date.
Again, it depends how long you've been together.
Yeah.
Let me reframe that. If I'm canceling a date with my wife, it's like, I am busy with something.
Correct.
I will call you later.
Sorry.
Can't do it tonight, right? I'm not going to be mad. Whatever, I'll explain it. But yeah, if it were early in a relationship, like, boss, let me make a phone call.
Yeah. And then I'll leave you with this one. The last thing that you should never do over text messages, and it's kind of along those same lines, and it also kind of depends on how long you were with him in the first place, breaking up with somebody.
Oh, God. See, but I feel like it's different.
It happens.
So the longer I'm with my wife, I can tell her we have to cancel tonight.
Right.
But I must talk to her for breaking up.
Right.
If we'd only been together for a month, I have to call you to say we can't go out tonight, but I can break up with you on the text.
God, can you imagine?
I mean, that's the trade.
At this point in your
getting
life.
Getting divorced.
Right, just casually texting
call
your
me
wife,
when you
like,
can.
Hey, let's just knock this off.
Yeah. Some people come home and everybody's stuff is just gone.
That's a fact.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's ghosting right there.
Yeah. Ultimate ghosting.
That's the original.
Yeah.
How does a man from Florida manage to score more than 100 free flights from different airlines, Miles?
I would love to know.
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink test. Can Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast the police in North Charleston, South Carolina. This past Sunday, they got a call about a burglary at about 3:30 in the morning. And then a few minutes later, they spotted the vehicle involved in a burglary driving down the highway. And that's when the pursuit ensued. And for the next 1 hour and 15 minutes, police trailed. They tried to get the suspect to pull over, but he would not listen to any of the repeated commands. But eventually, he drove on to the Charleston County Fairgrounds, and that's where his vehicle ended up getting stuck. He attempts to flee on foot, but thanks to a drone and the old canine unit, they managed to get his ass, and he was arrested. But the reason we're toasting everyone is because the chase got up to speeds of, any guesses? It's an hour and 15-minute chase on a highway.
120 miles.
Like 30.
30.
12.
Yeah, you're all over it. 3 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
In case you don't know, that is the speed the average adult walks. The guy was in an excavator. They had.
They can't open the door. They lock, I guess.
It has an open tab. Look, that's a sign of privilege. Because some people might get shot. But an hour and 15 minutes. They said the cop cars would actually stop sometimes for fear of getting in front of the guy. 3 miles an hour. Keep in mind, that was the top speed. Most of the time, it was not even 3 miles an hour.
Damn.
An hour and 15 minutes. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.